And we cannot talk about this issue enough. And I'm talking about ways for us to talk to our kids when it comes to proper use of the internet and of their cell phones and what they do with the information they put on those phones and to whom they send it. We told you just recently about a phishing attempt that came to Jay's phone where a phone number he didn't recognize just text saying, "Hey, saw your number in the back of a textbook," and tried to start a conversation with him. And we found out from the FBI that eventually what these types of texts do are lead to a point where the person will ask you for an inappropriate photo. And then at that point, either you send it or the child sends it, and then they use that to exploit the child. Or they even can sometimes get that child to take pictures of other people and send it to them. And we have the most recent case that is local right here in Provo. And the Provo Police Department has, this is their special victims unit. They arrested an 18-year-old on multiple charges of sexual exploitation of a minor. This arrest happened just earlier this month on May 14th. And they said that there were multiple victims, many victims, that contacted police and told them about this guy and that he had nude photos of victims on his phone. How scary is that?
Of high schoolers.
This is high schoolers.
Yes.
This all happened at Provo High School. And there are many questions about how this man came to get those photos and then what the exploitation involved. So Provo Police Department on the line with us now, Lieutenant Brandon Post. Lieutenant, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us about how this man got a hold of these nude photos?
Well, that's part of the complexity of the case because there's multiple photos involved, and tracing each photo to their origin is complex at best, but mostly through either third-party or online fictitious accounts.
Okay, so let's talk about those two things. One through a third party. So I know you can't be very specific here, but someone else was involved in attaining these pictures of, they were all male juveniles. Someone else involved in getting a hold of those photos?
Correct. Allegedly. That's part of the investigation that we're looking into right now. But obviously some of it, it's through, they're getting to know each other through Facebook accounts. They're sharing photos through Snapchat. It goes as a good reminder that you should never take compromising photographs of yourself and that people aren't necessarily who they represent themselves to be online. If you do not know the person personally outside of an online environment, never send them photos of any kind.
Right, because part of what, and you placed some information on the Provo Police Department's Facebook page. Part of it is you're talking about some of these came through fictitious online accounts, what we call catfishing, where someone makes up an online account and then starts a relationship with someone. So that may have been involved also?
Correct.
And then finally, we were talking about this boy, and there's some conflicting information, this man, 18-year-old. Is he a student at Provo High School, or the district said he was not currently a student there?
He was a student at the time that this began and then when we arrested him.
Now, is there any indication that these photos were sent out to anybody else, placed online or anything like that, or did they just reside on this individual's phone?
Well, no, that's actually part of the charges. They were both shown and distributed to other students at the school as well.
And you also say on here that these the victims in the photographs took these photos themselves. So this wasn't like someone went in the locker room or anything like that. These people took the photos of themselves.
Correct. And that's, again, part of the message is that online internet safety, they're paramount in cases like this.
Yeah, that they took the photos, sent them to somebody thinking maybe this was another teenage girl or somebody that they had met online, and it turns out they're not sending them to the person they think they're sending them to.
Right, and then obviously once the, to use a metaphor, tube is out of the toothpaste, you can't put it back in. So once these photographs are out, even though we're aware of them, to try and get every copy and get them deleted offline is an almost impossible task.
Now we're talking with Lieutenant Brandon Post from the Provo Police Department about this arrest of an 18-year-old man who had nude photos on his phone of multiple victims. And I know that across the U.S., several states have laws regarding this sort of thing. And in Utah, I understand that minors will face a misdemeanor just for having a photo like this on their phone. Is anyone else expected to face any charges here, or is this all you're looking at?
He is the only one that's been arrested at this point. There is also one other individual who's being referred through juvenile court, and obviously since they're juvenile, I can't go into details about who or specifics on that, but at this point, there's two individuals who are likely going to be facing charges.
All right. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Brandon Post with the Provo Police Department. But several lessons to be learned from this story.
Oh, my goodness. Huge lessons. Once again.
So just to reiterate what happened, this 18-year-old Carlos Felix arrested, four counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, one count of assault, several counts of dealing in harmful material to minors. So this kid who was, I'm calling him a kid, he's 18, I understand he's an adult, but was a Provo high school student, and through either catfishing, which is setting up fake online accounts, allegedly, or using some sort of third party, got a hold of many nude photos of other high school students. These high school students took the photos themselves.
Yeah.
That's lesson number one.
They just didn't quite understand who they were sending them to. Probably some, what they thought was some girl they had met online through Snapchat or somewhere else, and had no idea that those pictures were then being shown and sent around the campus.
He showed them to other students at Provo High School, and also the assault charge comes in because he assaulted some girl when she wouldn't help him get more photos. So these are the lessons for parents, I think, to talk to your kids about. Number one, anytime when you give your child a phone, you have to talk to them about this first of all, but it needs talking about more and more. Every week, every day, if needs be, that they know that when they take a picture or send a text, they need to assume that someone other than the person they are sending it to will see it. And what I tell my kids is, just imagine every time that you're sending it to me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or that whoever you are sending it to is going to send it back to me.
Well, and let's be honest, these students are actually lucky that it was just another student at the school
local
sending them around. Because we've told you and documented for you that many times once somebody gets their hands on these pictures, they start extorting these teenagers, either for more pictures or for money or for favors, threatening to go to their parents with these pictures.
And that's lesson number two,
yes,
is for your kids to know that if they are threatened or bullied or exploited in any way, that they know they can always come to you and that they will be safe confiding in you. And they won't be in trouble and that you'll still love them.